Their body is Satchidananda. So, no question of age. She is always 14 years. Always. At 13, half a year. Only 15 days less than Krishna, always. When she was married by Brahma to Krishna in Gandharva Vivah, no Vivah, Gandharva Vivah. Changing garlands. Krishna was very little boy in the lap of Nanda Baba, and Radhika came from Barsana and took Krishna in her lap, and Krishna became so kishore of 14, and Radhika became 15 days less of 14, and they transferred their garlands. This is the real thing. No marriage. And with Abhimanyu, no marriage. Only Maya Devi, Mahamaya, Yogamaya, made any artificial body. And that Abhimanyu saw in dream that I have married. No marriage, nothing. So no marriage with Abhimanyu, with anything, either of Radhika or Dev. Body, but managed by Yogamaya. No marriage, nothing. So no question of Radhika age or anything. And what are other questions? First?
She asked me, someone told her that Srimati Radharani spent
first question.
Where is the birth of Vishakhadevi in Vrindavan?
Kamayi.
Does that village have more than one name? Because she says, I have heard different names of villages given. Does the village of her birth have more than one name?
What names are there?
She didn't say.
She should tell. Kamayi?
कभी आप
न्यू करेला भी बताए थे उसी के पास में इट मे बी टू बिकॉज इट हैज बीन पास्ट अबाउट 500 ईयर्स सो न्यू नेम कैन बी बट ओरिजिनली इट वाज कामई.
Next question. Someone told me that Srimati Radharani spent 6 months of the year in Jabet and 6 months in Varshana.
In any authentic books we have not seen like this, but sometimes like ordinary persons in his Narlila. Narlila, you understand?
Prakatlila.
Like man, woman, ordinary, sometimes at the time of
Jhula
means
swing,
in the month of
Shravan,
she used to come, again sometimes come, again go, and again come. But it has not anywhere written that 6 months she used to live there and here. She may go, come.
She's asking if the deity in Navadvip, Dharmeshwar, is the deity of Vishnupriya.
I don't know. Anywhere not written like this.
Did Vishnupriya leave this world by entering into the deity of Mahaprabhu that she worshipped?
I have not read anywhere, in any authentic books. Only the Sahajiya Vaishnava of Navdeep, where she used to go there, they can, may have told her. So she should stop to go to Sahajiya Babaji. In Navdeep and either in
Radha Kunda
and Jagannath. Otherwise she will be confused and she will take right all the opposite siddhants. She should do bhajan according to in the line of Swamiji, his Gurudev. He did not went anywhere to meet Sahajiya Babaji and to take any opinion from them.
Did Gadadhar Pandit enter into the deity of Tota Gopinath when he finished his pastimes?
No, not written anywhere.
If not, what did he do? She is asking, if he did not finish his pastimes in this way, then how did his pastimes finish?
He was remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gopinath, and he went. Pastimes. Not anything has been given. We don't want to discover anything about this. We know that he never dies. Either Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, or any parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna never dies and never will die. So we don't think any importance of all these questions. These are silly questions. We should not be involved in all these questions. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata and any other books, authentic books, they have not given anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he went, about Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and other. How Rupa Goswami went, how he was dead, Rupa Sanatana, how they died, Raghunath Das Goswami, how died, anywhere never did. Because we know that he is always
living here.
Present. No? Always present. So we shouldn't arise all these questions. How he did. We should follow what he did, how he preached, how he gave Krishna prem to others. What are his daily routines of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How he felt Radha Bhava? These questions. Not all these are not bhajan. If these questions will come on in mind, then we'll have to Sandeh.
Doubt
in Krishna Leela, and his body was material body. So we don't arise all these questions and don't want to answer all these questions. Sahajiya may discover anything from their minds and they can. But we don't believe.
I think that some of these questions also come from younger devotees that come to her and ask her.
Those who mix them, those who don't know any siddhant, bhakti siddhant, and this silly question comes in their minds. If the questions would write, understand, then Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have solved these questions. But they have not arise these questions and try to solve. Because these are Dehatma Buddhi. Dehatma Buddhi, you know? To know soul, jeev, this body is soul. To know this thing is Dehatma. Understanding you?
Yes. Shall I go on?
Huh?
Do you want to answer more questions?
What questions more?
Who is Hemlata Thakurani and what did she do?
Hemlata Thakurani is the daughter of Srinivasa Acharya. Huh? And she was married to the Kashmir daughter. He was married to Ramakrishna Chattaraj's son, Gopi Jan Vallabha of Manipur. Understand? It is coming in the... his four hands. When there was any feast, she used to
serve
with two hands, and with two hands keeping that pot in hand. Sometimes she was distributing prasadam to Brahmins and Vaishnavas, and at the same time when this bell went down, with two hands she took that bell on head, and with two hands
Serving.
She was very qualified and learned in Vaishnava Siddhanta, Sanskrit scholar. She used to give lectures and to do a charge work. Work of Acharya. In his time, in her time, there was a person whose name was Rup Kaviraj. He that this book was of Rupa Goswami, but really it was not of Rupa Goswami. And this was Sahajiya Vichar, Sahajiya Mat. And that Rupa Kaviraj, he did not write his full name Rupa Kaviraj, but only Rupa Goswami, and wrote a book of Sahajiya book, and he told that it is of Rupa Goswami. And he disobeyed his guru. So Hemlata Thakurani decided to expel him from Vaishnava Samaj. And he wrote any order and sent message to all Vaishnavas that he has been expelled from Vaishnava Samaj because he is not doing well. He is like Sahajiya and he is protesting Rupa Goswami and he does not obey his Guru. So all Vaishnava accepted his order and expelled.
गोपी जन बल्लभ
उनके पिताजी का नाम था रामकृष्ण चट्टोराज पुत्र का नाम था गोपीनाथ गोपी जन बल्लभ से विवाह हुआ
How did Narottam Das Thakur leave this world?
I read in Narottam Vilas that he used to go to Ganges. No? He became old. When he became old, he wanted to leave this world. So he went to Ganges and in a cottage he used to chant and do devotional services and used to bathe in Ganges. And he became He became he cannot take anything. Paralysis. He showed that he has been attacked by paralysis. Then all the Brahmins in that area began to tell that he has given diksha, initiated to Brahmins. And that is why by this pap means sin, he has become paralyzed. So Ramchandra Khan and all other Vaishnava and the disciples of Narottam Thakur came and told him this fact, you should not leave this body at this time and you should be quite well. Otherwise, all will tell that you are not a bona fide guru and you have come in kayastha, mani shudraku, and you are not fit for to give any initiation. And whole Vaishnava Samaj will be ruined. So you should be quite well. By their prayers, he became quite well and returned to his home where he used to live
in
Kheturi, where he had built 7 temples and again doing. Then Brahmins came and begged advice and he applied them. After again, he thought that his work in this world has been finished. And Mahaprabhu and Krishna is calling me. So again he went to Ganges, and again he thought that I have been paralyzed. So it has been told that he went to Ganges and he was not seen and he became Ganges water. But this is like Sahajya. Why he should be
again
become water? So he can go direct to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like Vilas Manjari, he will join Radha and Krishna pastime. Finished?
One more question.
What?
That is a long question.
This, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement, Radha and Krishna...
Why you did not ask of
leader
so beautiful?
Qualified.
Because she wants to hear from you. She is asking me to ask you, so I'm only messenger.
But I'm abusing her.
Hi, Baba.
And giving blow.
So she is saying that by Mahaprabhu's arrangement, Radha and Krishna and Gaunitai are now worshipped all over the world as deities.
Yeah.
So she is asking, is it also part of his plan to manifest sacred places like Radhakund, Shamakund and Govardhan in different places of the world for the benefit of the devotees in those places?
Just he can do if he will think better, and if he will think that it is not better, he can. He will not do. He is almighty and he is free, swatantra, purna swatantra.
Freedom.
He has so much freedom. No one is to do like him. So what he will think better, he will do. And we are waiting to see what he is going to do. What will be, we cannot say.
You are unlocked.
Harding means Harding means not to be strict on a same thing.
Well, how is that spelled?
Huh?
What is the spelling?
Telling. If one tells anything and after some moment it tells like opposite thing, then he is big. And if a man tells and always on the same thing, he is hurting. Radha is man here, and Krishna is trying to
break it.
But she is a dig.
Determined.
He is not living his man, her man. So it is called Arding. Arding.
What is the spelling?
Arding.
A-D-I-N-G.
Vajranath has done a pond there.
Vajranath.
for the remembrance of this past time.
Rajanath is a very special person.
Vajranav, the nephew of...
Yes. Nephew?
Yeah, he has nephew of Krishna.
Prapautra. Grandson.
Parikshit Maharaj has also so interest. He helped Ibni every way to Vajranath to do all these things. And Sandilya Rishi, the Purohit of Nanda Baba, priest of Nanda Baba, they all assisted, helped. That I have learned more and much. I have learned nothing. And this learning is of no value if we have a realization, something realization. Krishna told himself to Brahma everything in Chatushloki Bhagavata. But he felt that he has not understand anything. Then he gave his hand on the head of Brahma. Grihana Gaditang Maya. Now I am giving you realization because you are not realizing all this. Saying, sought was Brahma and gave in the heart everything realized. So we are telling and hearing, but certainly I have no realization. But by hearing it is so pleasant, and by realization now, how it will be. Imagine. By hearing the name of Krishna, we have left everything. And if you realize, what will be the condition, like Pillu Mangal and all others. We will leave everything.
They're actually Radharani expansions of Radharani. But they also want that Radha should be with Krishna more than that they should be. They get more pleasure if Radha is with Krishna.
We'll have to forget all this. Here as a tatasthi, you know?
Marginal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Marginal.
Neutral.
Bank.
Neutral. We can think all this. But there, and in past times, we'll have to forget that they were manifestors of Lord Srimati Radharani. We should always think separate. Like Narlila. Narlila, you know? Like human behavior. Otherwise, past times, so beautiful past times. A man having all these things, Siddhant, cannot because they always know that Krishna is God, and they are Shaktis of Krishna, and they are manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So they don't exist. But Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, forgetting themselves and forgetting all these things, they test. For Siddhanta, this is accepted. But we will have to forget after that. For making understand to others, we can have this. But for us, we will have to forget. When doing, remembering past times in the Radha Nuga way.